This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chof Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah presents some more cases. We have a utensil that's mostly made of wood, but where it has a metal component that became tame. And the question of whether the whole thing is judged as one utensil so that we consider the wooden part of the utensil as a tame as well, so that if somebody touched that, let's say it's the Ava Tumah level, he would become tame. And the first case of the Mishnah is a bow saw. So the bow saw, you of course had the actual metal blade, and that's the part that became tame. It also had two handles at either end. There was an Amma bridge into which the handles were inserted, a string that went from one handle to the other, and a sniff, a dowel, that one could turn to tighten the saw blade. The Mishnah says that if, again, the blade itself became tame, and it's tame on the level of Ava Tumah, so of course if somebody touches the blade itself, he becomes tame. The Mishnah says, in addition, Hanogea biyad megera mikan mikan, if one touched either of the bow saw's handles, which are located at either end of the saw, tame, he becomes tame, because this is a classic case of yados. These are literally handles you use to actually operate the saw, and the law of yados is that they are considered one with the main part of the utensil. Therefore, the moment that the saw became tame, the handles did too. And touching those handles therefore makes a person tame. The Mishnah says, however, if one touched bachut uba meshicha, the string or band that goes from one handle to the other, it kind of holds the handles in place, or ba'ama, one touched the bridge, a piece of wood that runs across the length of the saw and between the handles, or basnifin, or one of the dowels, the short pieces of wood that are used to tighten the string and thereby tighten the blade. In all of these cases, the person would not become tame. We do not say that these two are considered yados of the saw, for they do not assist in the essential functioning of the saw. If you didn't have any of these additional parts, you'd still be able to use the bow saw, and therefore they're not one with the saw on the basis of the concept of yados. The Mishnah adds a couple of other tools to the list. The Mishnah says, also, if somebody touched the boards of a carpenter's press, so you have these two boards and there's a screw that's tightened in the middle that presses the boards into each other, a person would put a warped board in the middle of that and press it to straighten it out. So let's say the metal screw became tame and it's avitama, and somebody touched not the screw itself but the boards that the screw tightens. The person would not become tame, the Mishnah will say, but we do not consider the boards as meaningfully connected with the screw, since the screw isn't strictly needed to operate the press. You could weigh down the top board some other way. The next case pertains to an auger, which is used to drill holes. The Mishnah says, "Bekashtanis, if somebody touched the bow-shaped handle of an auger, which had become tame." The halacha in this last case and all the previous cases is tahar. The person has not become tameh. He has not become tameh in this last case either, because here too, the handle is considered an extra add-on thing. It doesn't contribute to the critical function of the auger. Some unfortunately explain that in the case of all of the aforementioned secondary parts, they're sometimes removed. They're not kept in there permanently. And so the point is, in all these cases, the parts mentioned are not considered to be halachically connected with the other part with respect to the laws of Tumah. The Mishnah brings the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who discusses another type of saw. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af nogea b'malbein shel masor hagadol tahar. Also, when he touches the frame of a much larger type of saw called masor hagadol, where the blade itself became tame, again on the level of Ava Tumah, the person would not become tame. So the Mishnah is referring to this very large saw, which, in addition to the standard handles at either end, had added to it a frame, which allowed additional people to stand around this frame and all grasp it to help with the sawing. Rabbi Yehuda says this is considered like an additional add-on, and therefore it's not considered halachically a part of the saw itself, and therefore, if one touched a part of the frame, it would not become tame, even though the actual saw, the metal blade, is able to impart tuma, that is, except for the portion of the frame near the blade, that portion that the Sefta says Rabbi Yehuda will agree would make the person tummy, that's considered essential, but the additional portion of the frame going all around is considered a non-critical, is not deemed a yad even of the saw, and therefore would not impart tumma to the person. But the Mishnah's wording indicates that the Chacham disagree, the Chacham hold, that no, once this frame is added, the whole thing is considered a yad to the saw, because you know, the fact is that you could have a bunch of people holding onto the frame all around to help with the sawing. So the whole thing's a yad, and therefore, Chum say if somebody touched any part of the frame and the blade became tameh, the person would become tameh. For the frame is one with the saw, and the lach is in accordance with the Chachamim. The Mishnah continues and says, Anogea, but yeser, but keshes, if one touched a bowstring or the bow of a bow and arrow, where the arrow that's used with this bow had become tameh on the level of avatoma, the halach is afal pisha, he mesucha, even if the bowstring is stretched, I mean the arrow is right now loaded onto this bow, the arrow is pulled back, and it's ready to shoot, tahar. The person who touched the bow or bowstring, as long as he didn't touch the arrow itself, remains tahar. For while these things work together, the bow and the bowstring with the arrow, they're not considered one entity. No, they're separate entities. The Mishnah now discusses another case of a contraption that includes an arrow. Here, there's a dispute whether the arrow is considered connected with the rest of the contraption. And that is, in Mitzoda Sa'esho, a mole trap. The mole, you know, could be a pest that would be a problem for crops, and so they would set up mole traps to kill them. And the way it worked was, the mole would step into the trap, and an arrow would automatically fly and kill the mole. And so unlike a regular bow and arrow, where the arrow is only loaded into the bow for a short amount of time, person, you know, loads the arrow and then lets the arrow fly. So there it's clear that the arrow is separate and distinct from the bow. But here the arrow was left, you know, loaded or pulled back by the string for long stretches of time. The arrow was only let loose so if and when a mole entered the trap. So the question is, if let's say the arrow became tame on the level of avatoma, and somebody touched not the arrow but the mole trap itself, would he become tame? That is, would we say that since the arrow is constantly loaded in the trap, and therefore it's all one entity, and therefore the person would become tummy? The first opinion says, no, tahara. If one touched the trap portion, not the arrow, he does not become tummy. For while it's true that the arrow is left loaded in the trap for extended periods of time, it doesn't always remain there. If a mole enters the trap, the arrow is let loose. So it's still regarded as a separate thing as far as the laws of tumma. That's according to the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, as long as the arrow is loaded in the trap, it is considered one with the trap. It's all one entity. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that if someone came and touched the trap portion, not the arrow, he would become tameh. But here too, the halacha is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.